This podcast is proud to be part of the Blueberry Network. That's blueberry with no ease.com.
Everclear Channel Communications. Listen or else.
The UN Radio Show contains language that is deemed inappropriate for younger listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Beer drinkers are dumb. They might as well be sucking their thumb. So little alcohol in that stuff they call. Drinkers are dumb. Beer drinkers go bald. Dumb shits are what they are called. So much testosterone inside of that foam. Beer drinkers go bald. If I I'd kill myself.
So pour another round.
Better to be dead than put beer in my head and ruin my health.
Ooh.
And steal all my wealth. Beer drinkers are fat. Everyone knows about that. Fat. Don't pour me a glass at less than 10% and call it a drink.
No, 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 no.
You want respect, too weak to disinfect. Just pour it down the sink.
Ooh.
I know why you stink. Because be sucking their thumb. So little alcohol in that stuff they call. Beer drinkers are dumb.
On radio show.
Daddy, what's this?
Oh, princess, that's Daddy's high school yearbook, class of 2002.
Daddy?
Yes, honey.
Is that you in the picture with the pretty girl?
Sweetness, the girl in that picture,
Daddy,
is...
Daddy?
Yes, dear.
What's emo?
Honey, boys and girls in 2002 used
Daddy?
To... Yes, precious.
Why did you wear girl pants?
No!
Yeah.
did they not make boy pants in your size? Daddy, why? Tell me why. Did they not make boy pants in your size?
Tell me why. Tell me why. Did they not make boy pants in your size? Daddy, why? Tell me why. Did they not make boy pants in your size? Or did you jeopardize your virility? Whiskey sterility. Busting your nuts at for style. Tell me why.
Daddy, why did you wear girl pants? Daddy, why did you wear girl pants? Daddy,
Daddy, no, no, no. You see your camel toe.
Another edition of the Dumb Radio Show. We are now on the air.
We'll be right back.
2009 with another wave from the PodSafe Music Network. And welcome to episode number... Oh, geez, what episode are we on? I forgot.
40-something.
Yeah, I think we are.
It's in the 40s. I just
41. Yeah, this is episode number 41. Oh, my God. We're getting up there. I'm starting to lose track. That's sad, dude. Okay. Well, welcome to episode 41 of The Unradio Show. I'm Travis Goss.
I'm Terry Strom.
I'm Tim from Oklahoma.
What's up, Tim?
Oh, not a whole lot. Beautiful.
Beautiful
days.
Where the wind goes sweeping down the plain.
That's what they say. And it blows here, too, let me tell you.
Well, yeah, it blows here a bit as well, but I don't think it's quite the same.
You know why Oklahoma's so windy, don't you?
No.
I better not tell you.
Nah, go ahead. Why not?
Well, Kansas blows and Texas sucks.
I am going to agree with that.
Texas does suck.
I have been in parts of Texas alike, but I can count them on one finger.
I have a brother and his family live there, so I can talk about it.
Okay.
Oh,
all right.
There you go. Okay.
We love Texas. Texas is cool. Everything is bigger in Texas, which I'm still trying to believe, but whatever. Oh, what's the old crap?
Time. It's a meteorite show tonight, so I want to go out to the desert.
Oh.
Tonight is the big winter meteor shower, which is the best shower of the entire year.
What time is that?
It starts at about 9 p.m. your time, so you guys are just blowing it right now, aren't you? But it'll be going on until about 1 in the morning.
Hey, there you go. You can tell I got time to go check it out. This damn chair of mine...
Oh, and I'm sorry, cool. All you listeners, by the time you hear it, too late. I don't want to hear any more of that, Travis, or I'm going to find
that wasn't me.
Shove up your ass.
That wasn't me.
Was that you?
It was Tim.
That's not me.
You lied.
No. No.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh,
I like that when I hear it.
Okay, before we get going, you're probably looking at the bottom of your screen. If you listen to us on iTunes, there is some album artwork. And even though we're recording it, you guys can't see this. So I got a funny story to share with you. Okay, the picture that you see is a picture of a guy at the bar. This is a big fat fuck. This guy is even bigger than me. And he was drunker than shit because we had a Christmas party. For the company I work at, we went over to this place called Manny's, which serves excellent pizza and tacos, and they have pretty good drinks there too. Anyways, this guy was at the party.
Think he's that good.
Yes.
I don't think he's that good. I've been to Manny's and I don't care for it.
Well, it's pretty good pizza. I think it's greasy. That's one thing about it. It's really greasy. But you know what? I don't care if this shit clogs my arteries. It's fucking good. Anyways.
Here we have two choices. We have Mazzio's and Pizza Hut, and that's about it.
There you go. But anyways, continuing on with the story, there's this guy who's actually a boyfriend to one of the employees there, and he was, let's see, what is beyond trashed? What's another one?
Sloshed.
Sloshed. Okay, we'll say he was sloshed. And I had my digital camera there, and this guy should really invest in some suspenders. He was wearing a belt, but he needs suspenders and possibly some underwear, because he was displaying how much crack he has on him.
Okay.
Yes. And a few friends of ours, you know, we looked at that and was like, oh, we gotta get a picture. So I just whipped out my camera, took a picture, and there you go. Album artwork for the week.
Okay.
Looks good.
Yes.
Well, that would be not my.
I guess I'll stay in a little while, but it looks good.
Well, once this comes out, you'll yeah.
Oh,
I love my life. Okay, well, we got a bunch of news stories lined up here. And Terry, do you have another top 10 for us?
Yes, I'll have a top 10.
Alrighty. And
as she frantically struggles to find
Hurry up, Terry. Damn it, we need that top 10.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
Whip me again, master.
Oh, you want me to whip you, don't you? You've been a bad little Irish lassie, haven't you?
I've been very naughty.
Ooh, bend over and take it like the... Yeah.
Bend over like this.
You love it when I do that to you?
Harder.
Hey. You're not alone here.
Train it.
Oh, shit.
Be the first time I've had two, man.
If I want to have a threesome, I want it to be two women.
Same here, man. Same here.
Sorry about that, but...
I don't want to see another naked guy in his tadger in my face, okay? I don't want to see that.
Oh my god, do I have the top 10 list for tonight,
though? Sweet. Okay, but let's start off with some news. Let's see, got four of them. Which one do I start with? Let's start with this. Since we already talked about the butt cheeks of that drunken fuck at the... Well, actually, the drunken fat fuck at the bar... Let's talk a little bit about butt art. Teacher and crack over butt art in Richmond, Virginia. To hear the students tell it, Stephen Murmer is a fun, popular art teacher who is also quick to crack a joke. But there is another side to Murmer, a side that has agitated school officials and resulted in his suspension, a side that focuses almost entirely on the crack in his backside. Outside of class and under an alter ego, the self-proclaimed, quote, butt-printing artist creates floral and abstract art by plastering his posterior and genitals with paint and pressing them against canvas. His cheeky creations sell for hundreds of dollars. This has not gone over well with
cheeky
Chesterfield...
creations?
Yeah. Oh, jeez. This has not gone over well with Chesterfield County school officials, who placed Murmer on administrative leave from his job at Monacan High School. Murmer contacted the American Civil Liberties Union of Virginia after he was suspended on Friday. ACLU legal director Rebecca Glenberg said he told Glenberg that administrators had suspended him with pay for 5 days because of his work as a butt print painter, and then he also could face unpaid suspension pending an investigation. Murmer has been instructed by the school administration not to speak with the media, Glenberg said. He did not return messages seeking comment Tuesday. Wonder how this story got out then. Chesterfield County School spokeswoman Deborah Marlowe confirmed that a Monacan art teacher had been placed on administrative leave. I'm having a hard time saying that word. But declined to
provide... What's new there, Travis? You can't... Anyway.
I never learned to read! Anyways. I lost my place. It's okay. He had been placed on administrative leave, but declined to provide additional details because it is a personal issue. Or, excuse me, personnel issue. There's an E in there. In the school system, personnel regulations state that teachers are expected to set an example for students through their personal conduct, Marlowe said. Additionally, the Supreme Court has stated that schools must teach by example and that teachers, like parents, are role models. They ain't never been to my school, then. Murmer went to great lengths to keep his work life separate from his activities as an artist, said ACLU Executive Director Kent Willis. As a butt printing artist, he goes by the name Stan Murmer and appears in disguise in photographs and videos promoting his art.
Yeah, okay, promoting his art. And here is my brush.
Well, he also has go ahead.
I just wonder how hard that is to clean up.
Well, you know, depending on what this guy looks like, it could be fun.
Lots and lots of bars of lava soap, I assume.
Yeah, you're probably right.
I stand by my first comment.
Anyways, it also says, a nearly naked Murmer expressed concern about remaining incognito during a 2003 appearance on the now-canceled cable television show Unscrewed with Martin Sargent, who is my hero, by the way. I love Martin Sargent. Love to have him on the show. Hey, what's your guy's name? Kevin Rose, Alex Albrecht. Can you get Martin Sargent to appear on my show? If you guys won't do it, how about Martin Sargent? You know, because I sidetracked from this. Actually, I'm done with the story. I still like to have Kevin Rose and Alex Albrecht appear on the Unradio show. So if they're listening, hey guys, if you got a moment, you know, I'll be off. That'd be fucking great. And so we can get Martin Sargent on here too. That's what, I'm gonna have a lot of people try to appear on the show next year. So, but anyways, I sidetracked this story. I'm just wondering how this came to light at the school. I mean, if he's trying to keep what he does separate from what he does at the school, just wondering how he really got busted.
There's no telling, man. You know, all you gotta do is tell the wrong person.
He cracked.
He could have.
Yep. Oh, jeez. But it's.
But it's. Okay.
But is it art?
Is that a question or a statement?
Take it as you like.
Oh, butt crack. Is it art?
Well, smack my ass in Charlie. You think there's a nice little piece of art? How'd you do it? Oh, I just stuck a piece of, I just used my butt to make this little painting. Oh, look, it's a Mona Lisa. Oh.
I know some guys that would like to tell women to do butt art, only do it on their face.
And no kidding. And leave the paint off.
I saw, this is a couple years ago, I was watching Cinemax. Of course, they have their After Dark stuff on Friday nights. And they were showing this one porn. Softcore porn, because hey, it's Cinemax, they don't go for the whole stuff. Anyways, I forgot the name of the movie. It starred Kari Wuerer. She was on Remote Control back in the 80s, but she has also done some other stuff, like she's been on Sliders. She's a really hot actress. Anyways, in this movie, she and this boyfriend of hers made art by having sex on a huge canvas. They covered each other in paint, and they were having sex on the canvas, and the dude made lots and lots of money.
I'll make order that way. I need a volunteer.
Ooh, pick me.
Out of the paint, but we could practice.
Pick me. Well, maybe that guy that you had a date with, maybe he'll do it with you.
Oh, I'll tell you, that was an issue altogether.
Well, we'll get to that a little later, because I got a couple more news stories here. Let's see. The mostly dumb criminal one, so I'll just choose one at random. Actually, I'll let you guys choose it. How about robber jailed after forgetting card at bank? Or man calls 911 to report stolen drugs? Or how about Spain foils plot to smuggle drugs and lollipops?
Well, I've already heard the guy that reported his drugs were stolen.
All right, well, I don't think
let's do the lollipops.
Okay, we'll do the man calls about the drugs thing a little later. Oops, dang it. Where are you? Lollipops. Here we go. Spain foils plot to smuggle drugs and lollipops. In Madrid, Spanish police foiled an attempt to smuggle cocaine into the country inside confectionery lollipops, a regional government official said on Tuesday. Gang members in Colombia packed the drug into 55 lollipops and sent them by airmail via Madrid's Barajas airport. The governor, I'm not going to try to pronounce this. It's Vicente Ripa Gonzalez, governor of the northern region of Navarra. Navarra. Can't roll my R's today. Navarra. There we go.
You've been rolling something else a bit too much today.
I'm all out of that stuff, you know. I don't know. I'm
You've been working too hard, Travis.
Yes, I am. I had a fucking horrible day, and I'll tell you guys about it after the news. Okay. Let me warn traffickers whether they transport drugs in powerful vehicles or lollipops, by land or by air. As long as they don't rest, neither will we. Neither will we, he said in a statement. He did not specify when the operation took place or estimate the weight or value of the consignment. Civil Guard officials and customs officials intercepted the package at the airport, and the post office traced the addressee in the town of Tafalla. Police arrested a 52-year-old woman from the Dominican Republic at the address and later detained a 26-year-old Dominican man and his 34-year-old Colombian girlfriend. Police in Navarra had seized 400 kilograms, which is 880 pounds, of drugs and arrested 350 people in connection with the drug trafficking in the past 2.5 years. So, is this what Tony Montana's doing now?
You gotta do something.
Yeah. Oh, jeez. Mom, what's up with these lollipops? They're sweet, but they're making me feel really funny. I mean, I'm taking these things. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Talk about a chain sucker instead of a chain smoker.
Exactly. Like, I have no other. Give me another one.
Candy, little boy.
Oh.
Feed you myself.
Oh. Oh. Terry, I want any candy you can give me, because, yeah.
So eat like honey.
Mmm.
Okay, I'm done now. That was my only comment on that.
I'm okay, moving on. Alright, man calls, we'll get to that later. No, let's do it now, because the last one is freaking hilarious. Okay, for those of you who have not heard this story, here we go. Man calls 911 to report stolen drugs. In Wichita, Kansas, a Wichita man called 911 to report he was the victim of an armed robbery. The theft? A pound of marijuana worth about $1,100 that he had been trying to sell at his home. The victim told police Thursday that a buyer had pulled out of a had pulled out a sawed-off shotgun and stole the drugs. Police brought in the drug-sniffing dog to the house and located more marijuana and drug paraphernalia. The victim was booked into Sedgwick County Jail on several charges, including possession with the intent to sell drugs. The thief has not been found.
What a fucking stupid ass.
No shit.
Hi, I'm doing something illegal, but I need the cops here right now.
Oh my god, that is so awesome.
It's almost as bad as they stopped the cops, and they and the lady says, I gave her $20 for cocaine, and she wouldn't give me the cocaine. She has my memory, freaking stupid. Anyway, it was funny. It was funny on the show.
I love stupid criminals. They make the best news. Man. Okay, one more to go. Another stupid criminal story. Robber jailed after forgetting the card at bank. A bank robber, this is out of Vienna. A bank robber who was arrested because he left his account card at a branch where he had checked his balance just before holding it up was sentenced to 4 years in jail. The knife-wielding robber was identified as a 32-year-old former policeman from Serbia after a clerk who witnessed the heist found the plastic card in the branch shortly afterwards, Austrian news agency APA said on Tuesday. Police arrested the man a little later after he tried to deposit some of his 14,260 euros, which is 9,600 pounds. Not sure how that translates into American dollars. In his account to reduce his overdraft, and reported his card was lost.
Good grief. Where do you get this news at, man?
You can find news like this at Yahoo News, which is news.yahoo.com.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yep. Yeah. little free plug for those guys. Okay. That's all the news I had. Okay. Now I mentioned I had a shitty night tonight. Okay. What happened was we were getting dinner ready for the residents, and this we learned around 3:30 in the afternoon, because we serve at a quarter after 4. We learned at 3:30 that they wanted to take some of the residents to Hanover to see some of the Christmas lights, and they wanted them fed by 4 o'clock. Well, we didn't have the food ready to go, because whoever wanted the food to be ready by 4 talked to my co-worker. And she said, well, we don't have the food ready yet. Then the other person said, well, why don't you just tell Travis to take his head out of his ass and get to work? I fucking flipped out. I was so fucking pissed. Okay, and I know who said it, too. I know who said that, but I mean, when my supervisor heard that, she called back and told someone else in the higher ups what happened, and apparently the person who made that comment got her ass chewed out. But that, I don't care what the situation is. You don't make a comment to me or a comment about me like that. And that's just...
No, not to somebody else.
No.
That's bullshit.
I mean, I work my fucking ass off to make sure I get all the food items ready to go, make sure they're prepared properly, have the correct temperatures, and all this stuff, and you have the fucking cojones to tell me to get my head out of my ass? Well, fuck you.
Some people have the nerve.
Yeah. Some people actually listen to this show who also work out there at that nursing home. So I... You know, that makes me so... Well, I know I shouldn't let it get to me, but when you make a comment like that, you know, that's just totally uncalled for. You don't say that to somebody, okay? I mean, I don't care what the circumstances are. You never say that to somebody who works that fucking hard to try to do something nice for the residents and fucking feed them. You don't do that shit.
Nope, I agree with you.
Well, it'll get back to you, or know what you think, and so hopefully they'll learn something, if anything. You know, people are usually stupid, so there would be fewer stupid people, but they get mad when I shoot them, so.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I believe in karma. I really do, because I think that after something like that, I think she's going to get something back in return.
Mm-hmm. Yep, what goes around comes around.
Exactly. Okay.
I have another stupid criminal joke. Or not joke, but a story.
Okay.
From Sylvester, Georgia.
A little closer to the mic.
Three people accused of stealing checks went to the wrong bank to cash them. Joyce Powell is a clerk at the Sylvester Banking Company and was at work when a co-worker in the drive-through window came to her and said someone was trying to cash one of her own personal checks. Three suspects had just broken into 4 homes in Rolworth County. The bank employee stalled the suspects, telling the woman presenting the check he's got to show some sort of identification. And meanwhile, Joyce Powell, whose check was trying to be cashed, checked with authorities and learned someone had broken into her house. The suspects became suspicious and left, but 27-year-old Calvin Batterfield had left his driver's license and social security card at the bank. So it didn't take long to find him and track him to a hotel in Albany. Now, trying to cash a check of a bank teller at the bank where the teller works is about as dumb as you can get. In fact, trying to steal a 747 for the peanuts is only slightly smarter. And then the author here says, of course, I'm sure these Dillingers of the Year nominees, they give out an award, Dillinger of the Year, didn't realize they were trying to pass those checks at the owner's place of work. But leaving your IDs at the crime doesn't make you brilliant either. Why not just leave a set of your fingerprints and a vial of fresh DNA with the teller too, OJ?
Where'd you read that?
If you go to www.dumbcriminals.com.
Wow. I didn't know they had such a website.
Never been there.
Google anything these days, can't you?
Well, no shit.
Oh, man.
In fact, they do it into categories. You can get arson, assault, at-large, banks, burglaries, cars, con artists, corrupt cops, counterfeit, defending your life, drugs, drunks, embezzlers, forgery, fraud, guns, kidnappings, murderers, other, piracy, robbery, scams, smugglers, theft, uncategorized, and vandalism. So they've pretty much got any stupid story you want to find.
Something for everybody.
That's right, and they archive it all the way back to 2002.
Wow.
And then they have a dumb network as well. Dumb auctions, dumb bumpers, dumb criminals, dumb facts, dumb flash games. Dumb anything, I got it here. So it's kind of a nice site.
Dumb presidents.
Yeah, they could use a more attractive looking site, but it's certainly very functional, which means my boss would love it.
There you go.
He likes functional. He doesn't give a damn about how nice it looks. I argue with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, some people don't care about quality. They just care about quantity.
Oh, no, my boss is very much into it has to work right. All the links have to work. It has to be laid out correctly. Because he's I like to call it geek speak.
Geek speak.
Yeah, he gets on the phone with another IT person and they start geek speaking. And it's like, I can just tune out for the next couple hours. He's a techie. He used to be in charge of an IT department. In fact, he used to own a .com company that he sold for $8 million.
Holy shit.
In fact, he's owned 3 or 4 companies, all of which he's either sold or just gotten out. He's going to do another one and then he's going to retire. He's in his 30s.
Jeez. Rough life.
That is, yeah.
Oh,
I went to
yeah,
Greece for 14 days this year.
It's a rough life when you get $8 million for a dot-com company. That's rough.
Well, he's quite brilliant, though. He's got so many degrees and everything after his name. It's amazing.
Man, I should rub shoulders with that dude.
His first degree he ever got is a master's in psychology.
Wow.
Okay.
Anyway, that's my boss. Hi, Jeff!
Your boss sounds awesome. I mean, I wish I could be employed under him. He sounds cool.
Well, I'm sorry, you're not qualified.
I know. It fucking sucks. I'm a podcaster, and I'm a cook. I suck. Because I got my head up my ass.
If you suck and you can reach your ass with your head, I would think it'd be somewhere else.
That's a good one.
Okay. Oh, God.
Oh. You want to hear about my incredible date last night?
Yes, let's hear about your incredible date.
All right, here I am on Skype, minding my own business. Hello, let's talk. First thing I do, always, check profile. He's the right age, my age-ish, in Glendale, California. You know, says he's male, U.S., Glendale, California, and the age. So, generally, if you have all those qualifications in there, your name, your age, and you're not some, like, 20-ish-year-old guy that I really don't want to talk to. Sorry, all you 20-year-old guys.
Hey!
well, you know. Anyway, so I said hello back. And so we start talking, and then I know, and he says something about, yeah, but I'm here, blah, 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 and he talks, and I'm like, you're here. I said, okay, wait, where are you? And he says, I'm in Las Vegas. I told you I'll be here for weeks. And so I scroll back upward. Nowhere does it say this. So I come back down and I write and I say, okay, either I'm blind or you and I have talked before, maybe. And he writes back and he says, no, it's the first time we've talked. And I said, okay, well then you're lying because your profile says you're in Glendale, California, and you just said you told me that you're in Vegas and you did not, because I just went and looked. And he goes, well, I'm not lying. And I said, well, you couldn't put that past me. And usually at that point, I block a person. When they start lying to you on the internet, I don't have time for that. So usually at that point, I block. But I didn't block him right away. And he goes, well, I just wanted to talk to you. Let's have fun. okay, internet, some guy telling a woman, let's have fun. What does that mean?
Bow, chicka, bow, bow.
Yeah, right. So I write back and I say, I'm sorry, I don't cyber. And he writes and he says, who said anything about cyber? Now you're insulting me? And I'm like, okay, look, I'm not trying to insult you, but what do you think you mean when you say that? Well, he never answers me, and he goes off about something else. And he says, I just want to get to know you. Can't we meet? And I said, well, I don't think so. He says, why not? And I said, well, I think you just tried to proposition me, and you've lied about where you're living, and you lied about what you've told me, and how on earth can I trust you? All right, I think I better cut this short. Anyway, I'll just skip all the rest.
You can't trust any of us.
Well, of course not. And in fact, that's exactly what another friend of mine said. Oh, we're on Skype, but you can't trust us. Anyway, long story short, I told him if he goes to my local pub where I go, and I know the owner, and I know everybody in there, if he's willing to go in there and sit down and have a drink with me, I meet him there. And he agreed. So we met there. And turns out he's a very nice looking man, very polite, filthy rich.
oh, damn.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm like, okay, we got two pluses right there. And we had a very lovely evening, you know. And then at the end of the night, he says something. He's actually from Armenia.
Hmm.
And I said, so you're a citizen then, or not? And he goes, no, I'm not. He goes, but I have a business here, and I work for an agency. He's an electrician, and he's a contractor for our electricians. And those,
he's shocking.
Yeah, it's electrifying. But anyway, he says he wants to start his own business, and I said, well, and then he tells me when he first came to the United States, he just came to visit, and I said, did you have troubles getting your visa changed? And he says, I didn't change my visa.
Huh.
I said, how long have you been here? He says, 6 years. At that point, I'm like, uh-huh. You know, you should really be careful who you go about telling this kind of stuff to.
No shit.
Yeah, and then he says, oh, I'm not worried about it. He says, I'm paying a lawyer to make me legal. And I said, you're what? He says, I'm paying a lawyer to make me legal. I said, how much you pay this lawyer so far? He says, $60,000.
Holy shit.
Fuck.
Yeah, well, I talked to my boss today because, you know, my boss has a bunch of lawyers in his family. Mm. Being a Jewish man from New York, figured that out. I don't know. And he said, no, you can actually do that. You can go through the court system and have a lawyer do all your paperwork and everything for you. And you don't have to mess with the INS. They just make you legal, but it takes a long time. Which is why this guy has still been working on it. And he says then, so, you know, he's becoming legal. He's not completely legal yet, but he is legal to work now in the U.S., and he did not have to change any visa. His lawyer's taking care of everything. And I said, okay, that's good then. And then he tells me he's got a daughter he has not seen in 6 years. I said, really? Why not? And he goes, well, if he leaves the country, while all this legal work is going on, everything is null and void, and he has to start over.
Wow.
And I said, okay, well, can't you bring her here? And he said he can, but then he has to get a visa, and because he's not legal, he can't bring her here under him.
Interesting.
And I said, okay. And I said, so how long have you been divorced? And he says, well, I'm not divorced. I'm still married.
Oh, my God.
And that's when I said, okay, well, there's a, you know, you might have had two pluses, but this is like a gigantic negative.
Yeah.
And I said, so where's your wife? He says, in Armenia with my daughter. And I said, when's the last time you saw your wife? He said, 6 years ago. Yeah. And I said, does that bother you at all? And he goes, oh, no, she's living with another man now.
This is fucking
then
crazy.
Why don't you divorce her? You're already paying a freaking lawyer enough money to drop down to her knees and kiss your ass.
No shit.
you know, why don't you just get divorced at the same time? He said, oh, because after I get this all straight, I'm going to go back to Armenia. I'm going to just get my daughter and bring my daughter here, and then I'll divorce my wife so she can't have my daughter.
Wow. Fuck. That,
my God, this man takes the cake, doesn't he?
Wow.
Terry?
I meet the most wonderful people?
Okay, Terry, this is just you and me here, okay? It's just you and me.
You, me, and Tim, but yeah.
Okay, well, anyways. If you continue talking to this guy... Oh, I can't... Oh, Jesus Christ. I can't believe... If I had a woman in my life that was like that, and even if she mentioned it to me, it's like, I'm Armenian, I got a husband back there, you know, just the same scenario there. I'd be like, okay, well, you know what, it was nice knowing you, thank you for the drink, and I'll see you later. I mean, that's, there's so many red flags that has gone up during the whole story there.
Yes, but I would like to say that right until he said, oh, I'm not divorced, fantastic evening with the guy.
Oh, Jesus. Well, he had you rich, so.
You had me at $5 million.
No, he had me at coming in an Armani suit with a Rolex on his wrist, smelling like a field of flowers and Ferrari shoes on his feet and... or Fermagami, or how you say that. And I went out and saw his truck he drove in on when I got in my car, and I'm like, oh my God, it's like massively brand new chrome everywhere. Huh. And I'm like, yeah, he's not hurting for anything. But anyway, it's like, yeah, you just got this one little snag. You're a jerk.
Well, and think I was thinking about moving out to Vegas. Some Armenian guy's getting at my girl.
Well, he didn't get down me trousers, so you didn't have to worry about that.
Well, good. I hope so. I hope that's not the case.
Oh, no. No, we don't go there. That's nothing but trouble there.
Oh, yeah. Don't know what's been I have no idea where that thing has been. I don't want to find out. Let's ask Clay.
Well, I do have to admit that, you know, right up till he said, oh, I'm not divorced, I was thinking, geez, it'd be nice to know what else he's got packing. But, you know, then he said those magic words and all interest went right out the bar.
Yeah.
That would do it.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Okay. Whew.
All kinds in Vegas, everybody. You want to have an interesting time, just come here and watch people.
Well, hey, what happens there stays there, so.
I'll tell you, I was on this trip one day, about this time of year, 5 years ago. And walking up the street the other direction comes this big, tall transvestite with enormous fake boobs, I mean bigger than mine. Wearing a Santa hat and a Santa mini dress and hip boots and a fake eyelashes that reached about the top of the Santa hat, I swear. Screaming Merry Christmas and throwing fake snow at everybody.
Oh, man.
So, yes, you will see anything in Vegas. I love it.
That is... That is awesome and horrible at the same time. Oh my God. It's a walking freak show.
At one point, I actually had a job inside of the Riviera Hotel. And if you've ever been to Vegas, the Riviera Hotel is home of a show called La Cage. And La Cage is...
La Cage à Faux?
No, just La Cage.
Okay.
And it is entirely a show of transvestites, cross-dressers. It's actually a fabulous show, and I strongly recommend anybody to go see it, because it really is a good show, and it's fucking hilarious. This comic comes out, oh my God, it's so funny. But once a year, the National Association of Transvestites goes to La Cage in evening drag. And they used to come and stop and talk with me, because I was right at the bottom of the escalator on the way up to the show. And you meet this beautiful, tall, statuesque blonde, and you say, "Hi, what's your name?" And she goes, "Derek."
Like, oh, transvestite, walk away. Okay.
Anyway, that's my Vegas for the night. There you go.
If I ever go to Vegas, I'm going to go by the Venetian.
Why?
Blue Man Group.
Oh, is that where they are now? They were at the Luxor for so long.
Yeah, they're at the Venetian now. And
VM now.
Yeah, ever since I saw them back in October and had such a wonderful time, I just want.
Isn't it fabulous? Isn't that a show fabulous?
It's fucking great. I mean,
did you do that? What's the song? The White Rabbit.
No, they didn't do that, but they did do the Pink Floyd song One of These Days, and that blew my mind.
And they make everybody sing along with the big cards.
No, they didn't do that either.
Oh my god! At the show I was at, right, the entire audience sang the White Rabbit song with Alice, you know. And they had these great, huge, walloping, big, gigantic cards that they would flip so you knew all the words, and you had to sing this song. The whole audience sang, and then behind the audience on the wall above the seats were these gigantic rolls of butcher paper. And at the end of the show, somebody grabbed the beginning of each roll and pulled it over an audience member, and everybody in the audience pulled it down over top of them and handed it to the people in front of them.
Yeah, I've
seen
that.
So the whole audience gets covered in this paper, and when the paper's out and everybody can see again, they're gone. That was the end of the show.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Their music is outstanding.
It is.
The band is incredible.
I got both of their CDs. I got Audio and The Complex. And it's just the most incredible stuff in the world. I mean, what they invent to make all these
big pipes?
Oh yeah, the PVC pipes, those are great.
Oh my god, they're awesome. If you ever have a chance out there, everyone listening, to see Blue Man Group, it is worth every penny. Go see them.
They're on tour
right
now.
And when they're not in Vegas, they're much cheaper.
Yeah, they were here not long ago.
Yeah, they were in the Quad Cities when I was out in Illinois, and it's like $38 to see them, something like that. Because if you come and wait until you come here, they're like $85. So
yeah,
don't see them here.
Well, my ex-girlfriend bought her and I Blue Man Group tickets as a birthday present for me, and she spent $150, you know, for two tickets. But there were great seats. We were like inches away from the stage, and it was just fantastic.
Oh, did you get smashed with the paint?
No.
Didn't do the drums?
No, they did do the drums. The thing.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Those big drums. Yeah. The thing is, though, when they were setting up those
paintballs.
No. Those things on the drums, you know, that light up. They got the question marks.
Yeah.
Instead of having it going up and down, I think they weren't paying attention because the question marks are going up and down, you know, they're going from the top to the bottom, and it just didn't look right. But nonetheless, it was a fucking great show. I mean, like I said, they're on tour right now with the How to Be a Megastar Tour 2.0. Great fucking show. My only disappointment with it is if you've been to their previous tour, there really isn't much for difference. It's the same songs, but they did have some new stuff in there. But other than that, I mean, it didn't matter if it was the same show. I still had a wonderful time.
Is that paint they've got all over them, or is that a costume? Yeah, or
that's okay.
Nice paint.
Yeah, it's paint. They have this. They wear these blue head caps, if you will.
Oh yeah. Okay.
And they have the different types of some kind of coverage on their faces. So when they apply the blue makeup, it won't smear or run like if they were to sweat or anything like that.
Right.
So, and they wear the blue latex gloves. Yeah, pretty cool, but this is great. They did do the paintball thing and the marshmallows. That was pretty cool.
That is really cool. And did they do the person in the suit hanging upside down for the painting?
No, they didn't do that.
Oh my god, they took a volunteer from the audience. It happened to be a woman. And they put them in a straitjacket. And then they hung her by her feet. And then they painted her body and swung the rope out and bung her into a canvas.
Oh. See, they do...
And then they sell their art at the show. It's so awesome.
Okay, I'll give you guys a little insight as to one thing they did at the tour, at the show I went to. In order to be a megastar, they had to order this product called How to Be a Megastar 2.0. Of course, that's the name of the show. It was like an infomercial. So they placed an order for it, and they were put on hold because they had to get a credit card, and the price of the thing was $4,000. But they didn't that. They didn't know that until they got a volunteer from the audience, took his credit card, punched in his numbers, and he said, "Thank you for your purchase. Your credit card is now billed $4,000. Everybody just laughed and everything. And it was just so cool just to watch that part. And later on in the show, they did that whole art exhibit thing with the paintballs and the marshmallows.
Yeah.
After he did the marshmallow bit, they put it in a Chinese takeout carton, as it were. And the price tag for the thing was $4,000. So they took the marshmallow thing and gave it to that guy for the payment. It was great. Yeah. It was a cool show. They're coming back in Illinois in April, so I'm going to go check them out again.
I like the paintball sculpture they did.
Oh, jeez.
You would not believe how many paintballs a man can hold in his mouth.
Or marshmallows.
Without busting them.
Yeah. It's cool. Fuck yeah.
Cutter's the spitting out bit was kind of gross, but...
oh yeah. When the guy was... when one of them was catching the paintballs in his mouth, after he, yes. Caught one and he spat it out on the canvas, he had some empty cups, so he just spat out the rest of it. But it was a great show.
Yeah, it really is an awesome show. I really recommend Blue Man Group to anybody who wants to go see a really awesome show.
Yeah, and really awesome music, too.
Oh, fabulous music.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I would have known that about 2 weeks ago.
Why, were they there?
Yeah, they were here about 2 weeks ago.
Oh my God, their music is like outstanding.
It's you wouldn't believe what you're hearing when you listen to this CD, because you're going to be thinking to yourself, okay, is that synthesized? Are they using keyboards or computers or what are they doing? The great thing about the show is everything is acoustic. Everything is done manually. And one of my favorite instruments from their show is the piano smasher. What this is they take an ordinary piano, tip it on its side, and what they do is they tune the certain strings to be a certain pitch, a certain note. And whenever they hit it with a mallet, you get that note. So they display that in the song Baba O'Reilly, which is a song by The Who. It's really fucking cool to watch. But, you know, they got DVDs out. And it's, you know, if you haven't seen the tour, you know, the DVD is...
The DVDs are not the same, but...
Not the same.
Because they do a lot of audience participation. They really do. And it's just a hoot to be in the audience. It doesn't matter where you're sitting. You're going to enjoy it so much.
Yeah. But, like I said, they're coming back... to Illinois. You're coming to Peoria, Illinois in April, so I'm going to go check them out then. It'll be second time. This chair sucks. It's a WD-40.
At least it's not farting.
Oh! I can launch that sound effect. Right, here we go. There, alright. Fire that off.
Don't be gross.
Oh, come on. You know you like it when I go... Oh, wait, one more.
Oh my God. That one disgusting and vile.
That one sounded wet.
Hey, now you've just made it worse.
He encouraged it. Oh, someone had a burp, huh? Okay.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Alrighty. I'll show you up. Alright, how's this sound?
First one nice.
How's this one sound to you?
I want to hear the ones that go.
Oh, I got another one. Just a minute. This one is kind of like a... Oh! Yeah!
Well, I didn't hear it.
Well, listen.
You know what? These are too high pitched. You take so very little to amuse, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Well, it's amazing what happens when you have a gassy night all to yourself and nobody's around, there's nothing to do. You just bend over and record a few.
Okay, speaking of amusing, would you like to hear my top 10?
Oh, yes. Let me rev up the engines. Okay. Changed a little bit here. Of course, we are all familiar with the intro for the Fantabulous Five, but since Terry does the top 10, we kind of changed it.
The Un Radio Show presents.
Who is she? She's beautiful.
I'm Terry Strong.
Terry Strong's top 10.
Okay, Terry, what do you got?
Okay, from www.cbs.com/late-night/late-show/top_10. From the home office in Wahoo, Nebraska.
Wahoo!
Wahoo! The top 10 signs you are not one of the most fascinating people of 2006. Number 10. You're 37, but you still answer the phone. Hello, mommy? Number 9. The only person who will interview you is Barbara Walters' nephew, Wayne Walters.
Oh, jeez.
Number 8. You spend your paycheck on strippers and Slim Jims. Sound familiar, Travis?
No, because I spend my money on Dr. Pepper and video games. That was
okay,
a joke.
We're going to have to vote on which one of those is more pathetic.
Just teasing. Okay, go on.
Okay, number 7, the favorite topic of conversation, thumbtacks.
What?
You heard me. Thumbtacks.
I heard you. I was like, okay, that is pathetic.
Number 6, Al Gore told you to stop drinking on and on. Number 5, the proudest day in your life was when you unscrambled DGO in the jumble paper.
Alright.
Number 4, your catchphrase is, can't, I'm allergic.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be too bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Number 3, the public adores you. The public being your garage for raccoons. Number 2, you convened the Iraq study group to determine the state of your underpants.
That's Travis right now.
Hey man, I always wear the clean underpants.
And the number 1 top 10 sign you are not one of the most fascinating people of 2006, you are in charge of onions at Taco Bell.
Little E. coli.
Yeah.
Hey, I didn't say the spinach or the green onions, just onions.
Just the onions.
Yeah. It doesn't matter because the green onions over there at Taco Bell, you know, they removed them from the menu. We all know this because E. coli. So.
E. coli. Every time I hear E. coli, do you know what I think of?
What?
E. coli.
Oh, my.
It reminds me of that stupid E. coli. Yeah. It just sort of reminds me. Okay, I'm nuts. All right, move on.
I think we've established that you're nuts. Not, maybe not on the show, but...
Well, at least I don't have nuts.
Yeah. That's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Hate to get intimate with you, put on your pants like, hon, I didn't know you had a scrotum.
Oh, did I not mention that? Sorry, little thing I forgot.
Oh, little thing.
Schnapps from Armenia, too.
Oh, I thought I left that in Armenia 6 years ago.
That sounds like a B horror film. Let me see. What would be a good title for it? Armenian Hermaphrodites Attack!
Okay, I don't get that. What's a hermaphrodite?
Hermaphrodite? You know, okay, that's a person with both sex organs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Can I just let you know when that's funny, then?
No, I'll give you a countdown of 5 seconds. Here we go. Time's up. Okay, it wasn't funny. No. Alrighty. Moving on. Jeez. Oh, I guess I can talk to you about my about that party that I went to last Friday for the company we had over there at Manny's. Hung out with my friends. I did drink. Remember, I said I did drink. I had a...
Is this your excuse for something later in the story?
No, actually, you know, funny thing is, I didn't really feel anything after I had those drinks. I mean, I loosened up a little bit, but that was about it. Excuse me. I had a Corona with lime, which is very good.
Yeah, okay.
I had Franklin McMahon's favorite drink, rum and coke, and it tasted like shit. It was too damn strong. Thank God there was ice in the cup.
Or such a thing. But okay.
And a friend of mine gave me a bunch of shit for this. So I ordered a strawberry daiquiri because I had a bunch of food and I had those drinks.
Really?
Like,
a strawberry daiquiri there?
I had to have some kind of a dessert. Okay. So, and she's
okay.
She's like, you're ordering a girly drink. Man, you're such a, you know, I forgot what word she used. You know, you're such a puss or something like that. I was like, hey. It's fucking good, okay? Alright, I want something a little tasty. I don't want any of this hard shit anymore. I want something that I can actually enjoy. So, there you go. Has strawberry daiquiri. She's like, well, I'm just giving you crap. It's like, I know.
Tim, do you drink, or did we already discuss this?
Sometimes, yep.
And when you drink, what's your drink of choice?
Oh, I like strawberry daiquiris.
No, seriously.
Oh, okay. Rum and Cokes.
Okay.
Jack and Coke. It don't really matter to me.
There you go.
I will only drink Jack Daniels now if you mix it, because otherwise it's pretty much rock gut, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, it's pretty nasty.
Although, I know I've said this on the show before, but I don't think I've told Tim, because, you know, Tim, I actually invented a drink using Jack Daniels.
What was it?
It was the only...
Or should I not ask?
No, it's good. It was the only whiskey we had in the house at the time. I usually had an Irish whiskey that I'm partial to, but my boyfriend at the time drank nothing but Jack Daniels and beer. So he would have a shot of Jack and a beer chaser. Anyway, so that's all we got. I really had a lousy day. I wanted some whiskey. I was not going to drink Jack straight. The only thing else I had in the house was cream soda. So I cut the Jack Daniels with cream soda, and actually, it's really good.
I've never tried that.
It's sweet. It's very smooth that way. It was quite good, and so I named it. It's a Jack Off.
Oh, that's awesome. I got
Jack and cream soda. Jack Off.
I'm going to go to the bar next time and say, can I get a Jack Off, please?
So you know how to make a Jack Off?
Can I get you to Jack Off for me? No, Charles. Kitty litter.
I'll have a Jack Off with extra cream soda. That's awesome. I gotta go to the bar and do that.
Jack Off heavy on the cream, eh?
I get the weirdest faces if I do that. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
It is really good, though.
I'm gonna give that a try sometime. Alrighty. Anyways, back to the party. They also had prizes they were giving out. I ended up getting a blanket. Woohoo. I'm so happy. At least it'll keep me nice and warm. But they also did karaoke that night. And see, I sang Imagine by John Lennon because it was December 8th. It was the 26th anniversary of his death. You know, we miss you, John. Been gone way too long, my man.
Is he ever coming back? I mean, come on.
That's the same way of asking, like, you know, Elvis is still alive. Yeah, he's living in Minnesota. You know, he has a place of his own. You know, some stupid shit like that. Anyways, Elvis sucks. Anyways, moving forward. And
thank you very much.
Did a song by Lobo, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. I love that song. Really love it. And did a song by Live, Lightning Crashes. That song really took a lot of effort because at one point you have to scream the lyrics. And I'm not really a screamer, no jokes. But it was, I had nothing but compliments from people all night long. It was pretty good. I know you're a screamer. I want to hear you scream sometime.
Last time I went to a party, they had karaoke. Everybody was so drunk they couldn't even say the words. So I mean, it was like pretty nasty.
Yeah, but even today, I still had a few people giving me compliments about it. I mean, it felt pretty good. And they said, "Do you karaoke often?" It's like, not really. The only singing I do is if the radio's on and there's a song I like to listen to, and I know the words. And I also did Summer Nights with my friend Brandy, so that was pretty cool. Summer Nights, you know, a song from Greece. But it was a fun night. It was pretty cool. Got pictures of drunken fucks with their asses hanging out, so that was pretty cool. Thank God my head was... Anyways. Okay.
I'm sorry. I just... I'm reading something.
Oh, well, do share the class. Come on.
Well, I'm sorry, but it's another top 10.
Oh, do I have to rewind the music again?
No, I'll just do it.
Okay.
Because it's just got one particular funny one. Anyway, the top 10 signs that you have seen Star Wars movies too many times.
Okay. Oh, this is from last week, but you chose another set. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Number 10, your poodles are named C3P and O.
Come here, P.
Number 9, you won't sleep with your wife unless she says, "Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope."
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's sad.
At least they're not saying she's got to be in a gold bikini.
Oh.
Number 8, and I'm going to move on. You spent $10,000 trying to Rogaine yourself into Chewbacca. Number 7, you're continually stunned when the president makes major decisions without consulting Mark Hamill.
Okay.
Number 6, and this is one of my favorites. Your favorite pickup line. Would you like to handle my lightsaber?
Oh.
Beppe. I'll make it get bigger. All right, number 5.
I just shot off my lightsaber right now, just thinking about it.
You keep referring to your lawnmower as that crazy droid.
Yeah.
Number 4. You spend most of your days trying to use the Force to open a can of pears.
Oh, God.
Number 3, you once saw an eggplant that looked kind of like Darth Vader, and you almost had a heart attack.
Okay,
number 2, Travis.
Yes?
Your sex life is strictly Han Solo, if you know what I mean.
That's awesome. I love it.
And the number 1 top 10 sign that you've seen Star Wars movies too many times, you like Yoda so much you voted for Ross Perot.
Oh, geez. Unfortunately, he wasn't green. Oh, man.
Close enough, though. Yeah, yes. I just like the pickup line and your sex life there. It's my favorite. I saw this, and that's what I was laughing about.
It is pretty sad that my life has come to the point where I have Han Solo. Oh, Jesus.
Well, you know, take comfort in knowing that everybody does.
Yeah.
After all, if you don't know how to take care of yourself, how can you show anybody else?
Yeah, pretty much. I hate being single.
Oh, you do not.
I do.
Oh, you do not.
Why? Why do you think I don't?
Huh? Oh, sorry. I just read another one. Number 10 is very...
What's the list? What's the list?
The top 10 surprises in the new version of Star Wars.
Okay. This should be good. All right, let's hear it.
Number 10. The part of Chewbacca is now played by a shirtless Ed Asner.
Oh, that's horrible.
Number 9, the commander of the Death Star, Dr. Kevorkian. Number 8. Obviously, Hilton Paris is involved with this, but number 8, land speeders are now replaced with bitchin' pink Miatas. Number 7, comic relief provided by Cheech as Luke Skywalker's wacky Mexican caddy.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Luke, we're going to the Death Star today, man.
Hey, Luke. Use the force. Alright, that really wasn't that funny. Okay. Darth Vader is number 6. Darth Vader's voice goes up 3 octaves after Dennis Rodman kicks him in the groin.
The force is strong with this one.
Luke, I am...
Oh, shit!
Oh, ouch. Okay. Number 5. Instead of "May the Force be with you," Obi-Wan Kenobi says, "Show me the money."
Show me the money, Luke.
Number 4. Cameo appearance by Bob Dole as Yoda's great-great-grandfather.
Oh, ouch.
Number 3 is good. Oh, I'm sorry. Number 3, Luke and...
just breathe.
I'm trying. Luke and Darth Vader work together to beat the crap out of a bunch of Trekkies.
Oh, yeah. Down with the Trekkies. You bunch of freaks.
I like Trekkies. I'm a Trekkie.
Ah, screw Star Trek.
I like Star Trek.
I don't. Move on.
All right. Number 2. New scene in which Jabba the Hutt is hugged by a sobbing Richard Simmons.
Oh, ew. Oh, that's... Oh, I'm going to hurl. Oh.
And the number 1 top 10 surprise in the new version of Star Wars. R2-D2? Gay.
I always knew there was something fruity about that little droid. Alright, who's having sex on their bed? What the hell is that?
Oh, I'm sorry. My dog has a chew toy. She likes the little squeakies.
I'm sure she does, but it sounds like someone is having some mad fuck on the bed or something.
Really, does it?
Yeah,
it
sounds like springs.
No, it's my dog chewing on this little squeaker toy. Here, wait, I'll bring it up to the mic and squeak it. Give me that. Oh, okay. See, it's a doggy squeak toy, see? Now my dog thinks I'm going to play.
That's actually kind of cute. If not, a little disturbing. Okay. Anyway, Star Trek sucks. Moving on. Okay, no, no. Here's the thing about Star Trek. It was a good show when it was on in the 60s, okay? It probably was a good show. I watched a couple episodes and I just was not turned on by it. And then they had all these... Star Trek was brought back with... was it Star Trek The Next Generation? Is that right?
Yeah, I love The Next Generation.
And then they had Deep Space Nine.
No, that was... Yeah.
That was dumb as fuck.
It started off okay, and then it got really good in the middle, and then the end went really stupid.
There was one that came out after that.
There was a Captain Janeway, the Voyager or something.
Yeah, Voyager, because that one had a female captain.
That was Captain Janeway.
Well, you see, I've never seen it. And then they had Enterprise with Scott Bakula as the main character.
Yeah, boring.
So, I think Star Trek is pretty much screwed. It's in the last couple movies that came out, bombed at the box office. Okay? So, Star Trek is gone. Finito. Bye-bye. it lives in mortality on TV land. That's it.
Okay, so you're saying if you come to Las Vegas, you don't want to go to Quark's Bar?
No.
And are you with the Klingons and the droids and the cyborgs who walk around in there?
No.
In full theatrical costume?
No.
And you don't want to go on the Borg ride?
No.
On the virtual 3D realistic sit and hovercraft you actually get transported ride?
No.
Okay. Well, it's awesome. I've been twice on both of them.
Good for you, but no.
Yeah, you know, last time I was in Vegas, they were just building the New York, New York.
Boy, it's been a long time since you've been here.
Yep.
That's an awesome roller coaster, by the way. Hurt my neck, though. Shakes you around quite a bit.
The jokes I can make there. Okay. Oh, jeez. I don't know. If there was something that was going to be built in Vegas as like some sort of an attraction... It'd have to be something that deals with zombies. That I'd have a good time with.
Zombies?
Yes.
Oh my god.
That.
Yeah, he's a zombie.
That would.
What,
zombie
like
liver.
Day of the Night of the Living Dead or something.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. That'd be fucking great. I'd love it. Okay, you know, because I've seen, like, Night of the Living Dead. Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Land of the Dead, Shaun of the Dead. You know, the really good zombie movies. That stuff really is exciting. I mean, if there was a zombie outbreak, one, I'd shit my pants because this is going to be the fucking coolest thing I've ever seen in my life. And two, I'd be
the only
motherfucker
who...
shit your pants. I'd be the only motherfucker who knows how to dispose of zombies. Anybody's
really?
Like, how do you kill these things?
How do you dispose of a zombie then? Tell us, Travis.
You destroy the brain or you decapitate them.
Okay, and this is based on what actual zombie that has actually been killed by somebody?
Terry, as we all know, there are no zombies. Not yet, but I'm waiting for it.
So, but you have the real way of killing them.
Well, you see, that's the thing what I've learned in these films. The whole, okay,
which are also factual, but okay, go ahead.
Whatever.
Aren't zombies already dead?
Yeah, they're dead, but the thing is, though, they still have the electrical impulses in their brains, and that's what makes them get up and move around. You can shoot them in the chest or anything or anywhere else. They're still going to get up and still going to try to come after you.
All right, well, then I say just, you know, dust water over them and it'll short them out.
Or shoot them in the head or bash your brains in or chop the head off
completely. Well, if it's an electrical impulse in the brains... And the brains, by the way, are decayed, rotting, and whatever. Then I think shoving a bullet into this pile of mush in the brain is not going to interrupt too many of the electrical currents.
Yeah. Even though that is science fiction, no, that is a good point. But I'm still waiting for zombies, goddammit. I'm fucking want it. Area 51 or Area 52, get on it right now, goddammit. You may deal with these aliens or stuff like that, but man, I want fucking zombies.
Zombie.
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 Wait, what I just think here, people.
That's my wish before I die is to have at least a couple zombies so I can be entertained.
All right, before confess. They're killed. You want a couple of zombie women?
Fuck yeah!
There you go. That's it. Now we know. Travis doesn't get a real woman, so he'll take a zombie.
Of course, you have to make sure she doesn't try to bite me. But you know what? Hey, that's part of the fun.
Travis likes it a little rough.
Oh yeah. So, hey, what have I told you about biting? That's for afters. Be nice. Okay, let's go get that big tub of KY because it might be dry in here. Here we go.
Oh, crap.
I love it when I'm half asleep because I'm so tired. I had a hell of a day today, so I'm pretty wrecked. So that's when I start getting these really insane thoughts. And I just exhibited a few right there. And no, I don't believe in necrophilia and stuff like that. That's just gross. I like my women alive and well.
Well, that's something anyway. Then.
Yes, it's a huge plus, and not negative as opposed to your weird date you had. That's so fucking hilarious.
Hey, he was alive. Okay.
Yeah, he was alive, but I don't think he was all there. You know what I mean? It's just so hilarious. Oh my god, the people you attract, Terry, it's just astounding.
Yeah, like, I don't know, you.
Yeah, well, yeah, you know, because everybody knows how cool I am.
Is that
yeah, it? Travis is cool.
Long pause. Oh, yeah, Travis is cool.
Oh, jeez. I know one thing I'd like to do next year. I will have my truck paid off in May, but I'm thinking about one or two things. Actually, the one thing I'd like to do is go to the Podcasting Expo next year.
Where is that?
I think it might be the same place. I think it's going to be in Ontario, California.
Yeah, I'd like to go too.
Yeah, so I will have money available for that, so I think I'll easily be able to go next year. Let's just hope we get some donations. That'd be nice.
Don't hold your breath.
I'm not. I asked for donations in the past. Only had just a couple. That was it. So.
And you had to work for one of them.
Yeah, and we're going to leave it at that because that subject is banned.
Sensitive subject. We don't bring that up anymore.
Only because it's no longer funny.
To him. Funny as hell to the rest of us.
Yeah. No, well, maybe next year I'll post one of my ass cheeks spread wide open. How about that?
Ooh.
Oh, visual.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Now we're quiet about it. There we go.
How about I post one of mine?
That might be, that would be better.
Yeah, well,
From backed up a little bit.
Actually, you can show some tits. That'd be kind of cool. I like to see some tits.
I did that all right, aren't you? So am
I. I know, but you know, I'm sure the public would like to see some tits.
Well, I'll tell you, well, you know, I offered at one time to show my tits on the forum if anybody would donate, and nobody did.
Right. I mean, what was it, like 150 bucks?
What am I going to do?
Yeah, 150 bucks, you were going to show your boobs? Or was that Andrea?
No, it was 300 for both of ours.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then for more than that, we were going to get my girlfriend Jeannie to do a full frontal.
Right. And nobody wanted to. And ladies and gentlemen, you blew it. These are the three of the hottest women you would have ever have seen on the forums.
That are Travis that I did for you.
Yeah.
Is Jeannie shaved?
I can't say that I know the answer to that.
I think she is. Her and I have spoken in the past, and she at the time was shaved, so I don't know if she still does it or not. Of course, her teeth are falling out, but you know that. That's just me. I'm just teasing. She's really...
Well, whatever.
Yeah. No, I was just kidding.
That's Jeannie, anyway.
Jeannie's a really cute girl. You guys, you know, you blew it. There are three of the most beautiful women you would have seen on the forums, and in some very candid shots, but you blew it. Your fault.
don't know. Yeah, sometimes we don't. This one on the forum, Travis. What do you think?
What's that?
Said I could put this one on the forum.
You probably could. Anybody can show anything on the forum, which is located at theunradioshow.myfastforum.org. You guys can go check it out. There might be some good stuff in the future. By the way, Terry, we did get a picture of Ken on there.
Yeah, I've seen that. Did you see my response to that?
Yeah, but you know, it was kind of cool. You saw the top part of his face, okay? He has some nice eyes.
I'm not going to do the piecing together, okay? I don't do that.
I don't think I'm asked that much.
And what I find is interesting is Ken used to talk to me every so now and then. Give me a ring on Skype or whatever. No, he doesn't do that at all anymore. He doesn't talk to anybody.
Oh, well.
And, you know, it's gotten over really honestly. I don't care anymore.
Well, the thing is, though, I'm pretty sure Ken still listens. And I really wish we could...
I'm just to the point, I don't care. Don't care.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just going to throw this out there to both Ken and Marta, because I'm sure they're listening. Why is it such a fucking secret that we can't see all of Ken's face? I mean, I don't really make a big deal out of it, but now I'm just wondering, like, why is it so difficult for you guys to not show his complete face? I mean, I'm kind of interested in seeing what he looks like, but I don't know. I just think the joke has gone on for too long, and I think we just need to see what he looks like. Marta, I've seen what she looks like, and she's a fucking bombshell, okay? She's a hottie. I'd do her in a heartbeat if I could.
But well, does she do anything with legs and a skirt that breathes?
And has some long, flowing red hair. Or blonde hair. What's up, Karen?
Brunettes or anybody else.
Yeah, but no. But seriously, with Ken, I don't know why they're making it such a game, as it were. You know, it's just... We don't want the mystery anymore. We are actually kind of curious. So I don't know why it's such a joke, but, you know, whatever. I'll play along. Why not? Disappointed, but all right, whatever.
Well, you know, in all honesty, it's not just, you know, it's not being pissy about it or anything like that. I just really don't care anymore. I mean, you know. It's like, oh well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, at this point, I really don't. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm sniffing because getting a little stuffy. Yes, even though we're heading into winter, I still have some allergies. So, my sinuses are being a little testy, as it were. Because I can't really breathe that well through my nose. But that's okay. Maybe it's because of these cocaine lollipops. I'm not sure.
Snag yourself a supply, did you?
Yeah. You know, I think that's why they call these things wild cherry. They're pretty fucking wild. Okay, that was a bad joke.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. All right. Okay, next week... And we'll say this, next week will be our last show for the year. So, we're going to try to get as many people on next week's show as possible. Because it'll be the season finale for our first year. You know, like to congratulate everybody throughout the year who participated on the on radio show.
Martin said he'd be here tonight, but it's just too late for him.
Yeah. But we'll try to get as many
people. It's like 4 o'clock in the morning there right now.
Yeah, about 4:20. Yeah. But yeah, we're gonna try to get a lot of people on next week's show, and we're also gonna be playing a lot of Christmas songs too, like some funny stuff and some serious stuff. And you know, it should be a good show next week, and we'll be off for 2 weeks, and we'll give you some highlights to the past year. You should enjoy it. It should be a good show. Shows, because it's going to be 2 episodes. And then we'll be back again in January. So, and of course, we'll have to say goodbye to Terry, because I don't think we'll be hearing much from you, apart from what MP3s you're going to send us. So it's going to be, it should be
pretty
cool. Well,
actually, I have my schedule now. And for at least the first semester, there will only be 2 days of the week that I will be completely unavailable. So, It's still possible I might get in here once in a while.
Okay, well, we won't say goodbye to her completely. Just depends on when we can get her on. Should be good. And hopefully, I'm trying to get in contact with Marta. Unfortunately, her computer went to shit again. Thanks, boys.
Went to shit and hogs ate it, huh?
Yeah. She's had nothing but problems with her computer, so I've tried emailing her about sending her some headphones. This is before I found out about the computer, because her microphone was broken, and I said I'd send her my headset that had a microphone and headphones and all that stuff all in one unit. And she hasn't gotten back to me, so I guess that explains why her computer just went to hell again. I think what happens because her kids were downloading stuff and probably downloaded some viruses. This is what I'm gathering, or at least assuming. I know, don't assume, but I think that's what's going on.
Oh my god.
Well, another top 10 list?
No, I just realized what I've been doing. I just had somebody I do not know just contact me and say, hey, nice pictures you've been putting up. I'm like, oops, forgot about that. I thought since I'm on unavailable, you know.
You should have put yourself invisible.
A look at your profile, can't they?
Oh, jeez.
So, oops.
Oops, I did it again. Oh. Well, that's another character you're going to be watching out for in 2007. Britney Spears.
What will she do next?
Exactly. You know, again, looking at Paris Hilton when you put her up against Britney Spears, and I guess Paris has got her head on a little straighter than I guess what Britney is.
Seems to be.
Yeah. Doesn't mean her music's that much better, because, well, fuck it, they both suck. So, I mean more than just one sense when I say that. But anyways, moving on. Okay, is there anything more?
Not from me.
I think I'm good.
Okay, so I guess we're just going to kill this thing while it's still alive and twitching. What?
Nothing.
No. Share with the class. What did you say?
He said he's good. I said I'm not doubting that.
Oh, I'm sure. Okay. Well, before we get out of here, got one more song we're going to play for you. It's from Glasshouse, Some Kind of Reason, off of the PodSafe Music Network. I'd like to thank Terry Strum and Tim from
Oklahoma.
That's what I thought. Oklahoma. Yeah. Oklahoma. I'd like to thank you two for being on this week. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, Travis, anytime.
Alrighty, so until you hear from us again real soon, stay tuned.
The music provided for this episode came from PodSafe Music Network and PodSafeAudio.com.